Welcome to Engineering Conversations. My name is David DeMontigny, and I am an engineering professor at the University of Regina. In this introductory episode, I will tell you a little bit about my background, but more importantly, I will tell you about Engineering Conversations and why this podcast was created. The University of Regina is situated on Treaty 4 lands with a presence in Treaty 6. These are the territories of the Cree, Soto, Dakota, Lakota, and Nakota people, and the homeland of the Métis. Today, these lands continue to be the shared territory of many people from near and far. They are an important part of our past, and an even more important part of our future. I am proud to be from Saskatchewan. As I was growing up, I had my sights set on becoming an engineer. I never imagined that I would become a professor. It is hard to believe that I have been teaching engineering for close to 20 years. It has been a wonderful experience working with our students and watching them grow in their careers. Most of my teaching has been with first-year students. I have learned that a lot of people come into engineering without really understanding what engineering is all about. To be fair, this should not come as a huge surprise, as it is very hard to predict the career path that an engineering degree can offer. For example, I studied industrial systems engineering with a group of friends. We have all gone into vastly different careers. One of my friends got into the pipeline industry, another works for an electric utility, another friend got into telecommunications, one started out working in the space industry and then got into building commissioning, I became a professor. We all have the same undergraduate degree. So no wonder it's hard to explain to people what engineers do, because you cannot really predict the career path. During my career, I had the opportunity to serve the faculty as the Associate Dean Academic. In that role, I saw firsthand some of the challenges that students faced while earning their degree, but I also saw great determination and perseverance from people who really wanted to be an engineer. With that in mind, Engineering Conversations was born. This is a podcast with a few simple goals. Number one, to promote engineering. Number two, to help young people decide if this might be a good career choice for them. We will do this by talking to engineers in industry. Who do they work for? What have they designed in the past? What cool projects are they currently working on? What are the challenges in their industry? Or what are the opportunities? We'll also talk to current engineering students. How do they decide on their major? Is it hard? What are they doing for their capstone graduation design project? How was that transition from high school into university? And what did they love the most about being in engineering? Lastly, we will talk to engineering stakeholders, including the people who regulate the profession, individuals that are involved in the accreditation of engineering programs. We'll look at what scholarship opportunities exist. We'll talk to high school guidance counselors and faculty advisors. We'll talk to high school students themselves and many, many more guests. I sincerely hope that you will find Engineering Conversations to be informative and useful. I am very excited about all of the conversations that lie ahead. I think we are going to learn a lot of amazing things about engineering. By having these conversations, we will help showcase the engineering profession. Thank you for joining Engineering Conversations.